Mr. Ashley, reel 5.
And you dealt with dinner. Did you have any meals after dinner?
Tea, you had, if I remember rightly, bread and butter and cake. And a mug of tea or a basin of tea. And then the other meal after that was you had a basin of cocoa late at night, which was very good, the ship's cocoa.
Was this general messing?
Yes, that's as boys' messing. I mean, you had no jurisdiction over it at all. You had to eat what they gave you.
Yeah. Tell me about where you ate and how the food was actually issued to you.
Well, you detailed so many of you to go to the galley and get the rations, you see, for the mess. And that was brought in one big dish. Then you helped yourself, filled your plate up from that dish.
Mm-hmm.
And an urn of tea came out, and you filled your basin up with tea from that urn.
Yeah. Now, when you went on to Iron Duke, your first sea-going service, what were official rations like aboard ship?
Well, they were very good. I can't remember the exact amounts each man was allowed, but it was sufficient. And you had a choice of how it was cooked, you see. You used to go to the galley and tell them what you wanted, how you wanted the meat done. Whether you wanted it stewed or baked on top of the potatoes.
Sorry, I'm not quite clear about this. Presumably someone would be in charge of...
Yeah, we had a leading signalman was in... A leading seaman or leading signalman or leading... was in charge of each mess. And he had to... He used to say, well, what are we going to have tomorrow for dinner? And then they decide what to have, and then he'd take a chip to the galley and tell them what he wanted for mess number 12.
Would he have to draw the food first and prepare
it? No, the food's in the galley, because the galley has got the allocation for each mess, you see. And then that mess, that specific mess's meat is cooked in one special dish for that mess.
What would happen if you were... Let's take it meal by meal. What would happen at breakfast time?
Well, at breakfast we used to buy eggs or perhaps bacon on board the ships.
If you had to buy them, they weren't official issue then?
No, we bought them through the mess funds.
Yeah. Let's talk about official rations first.
Well, the official rations I make out was so many eggs per man per week, so much bacon per man per week, so much meat, potatoes and vegetable, whatever the vegetable was. There were so many ounces for each man, and that was that specific messes. And you had to tell the cook how you wanted it done. Whether you wanted your egg fried or your egg boiled or...
Yes. Now, for most of your meals, would you draw official rations or would you have to buy things as well?
We had to buy things as well, but that was always left to the bloke in charge of the mess.
Tell me how that was organised, how that was done.
Well, if I remember rightly, we used to pay so much a month into this mess fund or so much a fortnight when we got paid. And then if we wanted any more at the end of the month, we'd go around and ask them, say, well, we owe so much, you owe me four pence each or something.
Now, with this money that the messes put together, what kinds of things did you actually buy? Did you buy things which weren't in the official rations?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of things?
Well, sort of cakes and tin stuff, you know. Whatever it was in tins in those days, or bottled fruits and things like that from the canteen.
How necessary was it, in order to have a reasonable sort of diet, to actually buy a food addition to the rations, to the official rations?
Well, it wasn't entirely necessary. I mean, it was just a change.
I mean, were you buying food because you didn't have enough or because you were bored with what you got?
Because you were bored with what you got. You had enough.
I see. What proportion of the food you had would you buy as opposed to the amount that was issued?
Oh, very small amount, really, because the basic food, the egg and bacon and potatoes and meat, would be sufficient to keep you on, keep you going.
Yeah, I see.
So the other was incidental, just sort of luxury.
Right. So you would be getting food which was mainly official rations, but supplemented by things you would buy.
Yeah.
And having got the food, how was the... you've told me how the food was prepared. Remember, we're talking about the Iron Duke still. Once the food had been prepared in the galleys for you, how was it actually issued in the mess?
Well, you went, two blokes went and say you want the dinner from Mess 12. And they give you the dishes, or two dishes, whatever it is, with your meat and potatoes, how you want them done.
Yeah.
And then you take it to the table and dish it out amongst the rest of the mess.
Yes. How many meals did you have a day?
Three. Breakfast, dinner, tea, and then cocoa at night, you know.
And what was the usual kind of food for breakfast?
Well, as far as I remember, we used to have bacon or egg or sausage.
Anything else?
I can't remember. Always had porridge to start with.
Yeah. And dinner, what was the usual?
Well, it was always what they used to call a straight flush, really. Dinner was the meat on top of the potatoes, and the potatoes was baked with the meat.
That would be like a sort of cottage pie kind of thing, shepherd's pie.
Yeah, but the potatoes were whole instead of... they weren't mashed up.
Were they were whole or sliced?
Whole, yeah. And the meat put on the top.
So the meat and the potatoes would be sort of baked?
Yeah.
I see. What was your general attitude to the food? Was it satisfactory?
I aboard the ships, I had no complaints at all. I was quite satisfied.
How did you arrange sort of cook's catering duties amongst the mess? Did you share it around?
Yeah, we used to share it around. Two blokes every day, different day of the week, you see. The leading hand in charge of mess say, well, you and you tomorrow, you and you Tuesday, you and you Wednesday, you and you Thursday. And they're responsible for getting the food, bringing it to the mess, and cleaning the mess up afterwards.
I see.
Taking all the dirty stuff back to the galley.
Yes.
And sweeping out the mess, because normally there was the officer used to come around and inspect the mess deck after meals to see if it was all cleaned up.
Yes, I see. Now, tell me a bit more about the canteens that were aboard ship. Where were the canteens usually situated?
Well, they were somewhere near the galley, as I remember rightly.
There was another question I wanted to ask you. You described to me in some detail the kind of food you had aboard Iron Duke. When you went on to Queen Elizabeth, was the pattern and
yes,
the diet
exactly
much
the same?
Yeah. But aboard the submarines, it was different.
Yes, we had what we wanted there. I mean, as a matter of fact, I used to draw the rations there.
How did it differ then aboard the subs?
Well, because everything was tin. I mean, if a bloke wanted some tin bacon, he'd have a tin bacon. If he wanted sausage, he'd take a tin of sausages and have the sausages, you know.
Was it all issued, or did you have to buy any on the subs?
Oh, no, all issued. All the food in the submarine was issued. And what we had over, somebody, the skipper, you know, normally used to take it back to his house.
Right. You were telling me about the canteens aboard ship, that they were somewhere near the galley. How were they actually organised, and who ran them?
The Naffy ran them.
No, not first of all. You can't remember how the canteens were organised and run.
But I can't remember who ran them.
Okay. Did they vary very much in the kind of things they could supply?
No, exactly the same things. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any wet canteens aboard ship?
No, nothing at all. The only wet thing you got was your rum ration.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the rum issue. How was the rum issued?
12 o'clock every day in a big ship. In the submarines, you had them at the captain's discretion. Because in the big ships, they were watered down, what they call three water. In the submarine, you had it neat.
Now, on the big ships, was everyone issued with rum at the same time? Was there a little
each
sort of...
Each mess was issued with rum at 12 o'clock. It was the bugle went for rum issue, and the officer of the watch was there with the rum barrel.
And what would happen?
You'd take your... basin, a bucket up for whatever you had to get your rum in. You say number 12 mess, they'd say so many pints, and they'd measure them out. Then you'd go away, they'd mark it off on the list, you'd take it down, and then each man had his tot in the mess. And whatever rum was over, if you didn't go for your mess, was put down the scupper. And the officer watch had to see that done every day.
If there were any non-drinkers in the mess, was there any giving away or selling of
tots? Oh, yeah, well, if you didn't draw your rum, you had to tell them you didn't want your rum. You got, I think it was 3 halfpence a day, I think, in those days. I can't remember. It was some monetary value, anyway.
Did anyone draw their rum and
sell it? Oh, a lot of people draw their rum and gave it away. Or see, it was policy in the Navy that if it was your birthday, you had as much of the message rum as you wanted.
How would that be arranged?
Well, that was a sort of a tradition in the Navy. Say, it's all Bill's birthday today. Give him the rum and then let him have what rum he has. He generally goes underneath the table and sleep for a couple of days then. And the rest is dished out to whoever wants it.
Apart from the rum issue, was it ever possible to get any other liquor aboard ship?
No, not aboard, no.
No.
We used to have beer tickets when we went ashore in Scotland.
There was no sort of secreting drink aboard?
Yeah. See, Jellicoe stopped the officers from having drink aboard and the Iron Duke when he came over.
Did you learn anything about the method of supplying food to the ships you served on? I mean, the actual system of victualling?
No, I didn't know.
You didn't?
No, I wasn't interested, really.
Uh-huh. Okay. Next subject I want to talk to you about is discipline. What, on the whole, was the standard of discipline when you joined the Navy?
Very strict.
When you were on Impregnable, for example, what was the standard of discipline?
Very strict indeed. I've never known discipline like it. Matter of fact, I wrote to my father and said, "By me hell, I can't stand this pace."
Can you give me some examples?
Well, I mean, this not putting you having to walk round the decks and do everything in bare feet in February and March of a year, you know, and you've just come from a good home. And then this PT was very bad. Everybody had to do boxing, and whether you liked it or not. Mm-hmm. And this boat pulling and boat sailing. Very strict indeed. Very harsh, I thought.
Mm-hmm. What were?
Well, because that's from a boy's angle. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm.
And was there any form of unimpregnable for the boys? Were there any? Well, what were the sort of most common forms of offence and punishment?
Well, being late on parade or late for PTs or not failing to pull your weight when you're out in the boat pulling or sailing or having a dirty mess or not wearing your uniform correctly.
Mm. And how were these offences usually punished?
Well, usually had what they called 10A, 10 days leave stopped, or you'd had to 2 hours at night you had to do whatever jobs they figured out for you to do. Mm. Punishment.
And aboard Impregnable, were there any forms of corporal punishment?
No.
There weren't?
The only times, I think, was two boys tried to desert.
Hmm. What happened to them?
I don't know. They got sent off the ship. We never saw them anymore.
When you moved on and started serving aboard ship, what was the standard of discipline like aboard Iron Duke?
Well, before the war, it was very strict indeed. No matter what part of the ship you were in, well, you weren't allowed aft of the Commander-in-Chief's quarters.
Yes.
You had to be correctly dressed all the time. You had to salute every officer you met. And you had to go from one part of the ship to the other on the upper deck. Couldn't go through other people's messes, you know. Only during the evenings, visiting times, but not during the day.